Namibia's Heart and Soul. Namibia's Heart and Soul on this beautiful witness day. A very good morning to you. Hope and pray that you are just in a good space today. I don't know if you've finally arrived at work, for example, safely so. That's a blessing in its own. But yeah, man, it's midweek. I know that a lot of us are starting to decline, but it's going to be a good day. A little bit early on, I did mention to you that we're going to have a conversation with Namibia or NamBTS. Sometimes the abbreviations, I don't know what happens, man. It just runs away from me. But we're having a very interesting conversation. I mentioned this to you yesterday on how you can actually be a part of Red Saturday. So let's just find out a little bit more what Red Saturday is all about, right? Today we're having a conversation that is with Tati Thomas, a.k.a. Tommy. He's now the Senior Marketing Officer and he's part of the Donor Recruitment and Public Relations Department at NamBTS. Good morning, Tommy.
Hi, listeners. Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, how are you feeling today?
Chilled, man. Chilled.
Is it? Yeah, had a good start to your day?
Yo.
You need to tell us what happened.
Okay, as I was driving, yeah. You know, when you are a bit running late, mm-hmm. and you get a gap to drive through the green traffic lights, and then you see a taxi jumps in front of you.
No way.
Then you have to stop and then as you think now, okay, it's my chance now, let me go.
Yeah.
And there's a lady in front of you.
Yeah.
And then it's orange and then you're like, please just pass though, I can drive behind
please,
you.
Please.
Then the lady decides to stop the car. I'm like, yo.
I know what you mean. I also have those mornings, even though we get here so early in the morning, we also experience that. But how are things going at NamBTS?
Things are actually the year started very well. We started obviously with a very low shortage of blood.
Yeah.
And
after the festive season, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And we communicated and we sent out media releases and communication with the media, and the public responded very well. And yeah. So hence why I'm here.
Also
just to combat and avoid the whole December incident from reoccurring approaching the Easter weekend.
Oh, the Easter weekends, that's true. So with anyone who's listening right now, tell me, perhaps we are speaking to someone who knows about what you do at the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services, right? But they haven't ever donated, right? So as an ordinary citizen who might be listening right now, what can they actually do to combat the blood shortage in Namibia, just beyond donating blood?
Yeah, there's so much one can do. First of all, we have different avenues of donating blood. Like we have mobile clinics, we have fixed sites. Mm-hmm. So any of that, if you see you are working at a company and maybe you have like staff, you guys are only six at that company.
Yeah.
You can always reach out to us and then we can arrange to pick your staff up and then they come and donate at our center and then we drop them back. That's also one way. Mm-hmm. The other way is also just sharing content. Our content, if you see like on our pages or or Facebook, we cover something and then you can just share it with the people, and that's one way you can help. Other than that, and just giving us information also, like if there's any event that's happening and you feel like NamBTS will benefit.
Should be a part of it,
should be part of it, then we are willing to collaborate as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, speaking of this mobile setups, I mean, obviously the ones that are permanent, we know, you know, in the different towns and so forth. But like speaking of the mobile ones, how would someone be able to keep tabs on where the next mobile clinics will be set up though? On your social media platforms as well?
Yeah, we release like a weekly schedule every Monday,
and
it's updated every we try to share it every day of the week.
Mm-hmm. So as a reminder.
As a reminder as well.
Yes.
And the times as well. So everything is on there. If there's any clinic that's happening, say for instance outside town, what we do, we try also to share it on different social media platforms and also just call the donors and send them SMSs. So for those of you, going back to your first question, if you are not a blood donor and you are with a friend and they got an SMS like, no, we are coming to Kietmans on Tuesday, what you can do, you can also just share that same SMS because you have different audience also in your contact.
That's
that
true.
Might see and also
that might not also be following your pages on social media and so forth.
100%.
And I think one of the most important questions that we always ask you over and over again, I mean, obviously pertaining to you and your colleagues as well, is the type of blood that you are actually looking for. But before we get to that, do you guys actually still do the tests, right, to actually determine my blood type on site?
Yeah, we do it like, okay, the type of blood, it depends, because now at this point in time, we are finding ourselves with a large number of A blood group.
Okay.
So what happens now when something like that happened, you know, we always use the phrase, you're always someone's type.
Come on.
So in that sense, now we get a lot of blood coming in, but then when you issue blood out, most of hospitals prefer using giving out the O blood group because it's universal. You can give to a lot of people. And then the other blood groups, I won't say neglected per se, but they are not used. So that stock that is there piles up, and then blood expires within 35 to 40 days. So now we find ourselves with a lot of blood that is not used, and it does not make logical sense to keep adding to that blood group.
Yeah.
So now at this point in time, we like the A blood group and the B, they are growing. So at the schools, we are excluding actually. So we're doing the blood group testing at the schools to determine your blood type. And if you are A, then you unfortunately can't donate. And we explain to you like, no, if you donate, there's no point because we are just piling up to the existing blood group.
And we might not even make use of it.
It might not be used, and it will be medically discarded. So it's also just a way to also just show respect to the donor and tell them, like, no, at this point, just this moment, you can donate next time, but at this point, you can't, unfortunately.
All right. So now, before we get right into what Red Saturday is all about, I have a question for you, right? You know, there's a lot of myths and perhaps misconceptions that people have, you know, when it comes to donating blood and so forth. How do you address those misconceptions with people? Because, like, sometimes you find people saying that, okay, but what are you going to do with my blood? Right? Like, are you going to pay me and so forth, right? So any myths and misconceptions that people might actually have about blood donation, how do you address them?
Okay, there's quite a few that that you always that are thrown to us.
Okay.
But I want to emphasize something very important. Blood donation is voluntary, non-remunerated. So with that in mind, when you find yourself at a blood donation clinic, that should already be ringing in your head. So suppose you come to a clinic and there's no cool drinks or cookies, you are still willing to donate because of the altruistic nature of donating blood. So and also just the one that you can't really clear, people will try to interpret it the way they feel best, is the payment of blood products. And when and it makes logical sense for someone that says, no, I donate my blood, but when I go to the hospital, I'm asked my medical aid. I'm asked to pay a fee. So, it first of all, we are a non-profit organization. And we actually work on cost recovery. So we don't have any funding. So what happens is the running a blood transfusion service is the most sensitive and scientifically demanding service. So this blood that you collect, it's not the same blood that is given to the patient in the hospital. It's a product of that blood. So it includes like getting the donor to donate blood, and then components, separating the different components, because one with one unit you can potentially save three people's lives. So in that unit of your blood that you donated, we take out plasma, platelets and red cells. So for which are used to different patients with different medical needs. So all those are costs attached to it. And we also neglect to mention the fact that every donor that comes there and do not make a successful bleed, it's also cost the blood bag that was used on your body, even the cotton, everything, all those
everything.
Are, I would say miscellaneous costs that people don't really pay attention to. You come there and then you get there, you're maybe you change your mind, I don't want to donate anymore. But you just complete the form and then you leave it there. All those type of things are cost, and that's how we keep the service going. So the whatever we get from medical aid companies, they are reinvested back in the company just to make the service also convenient for the donors. For example, we also pick up donors.
Simple. How's that been going though? Has that also just, you know, worked in terms of increasing the people that come in to donate as well?
100%, especially in towns, in our outside town clinics, outside Venduk. So a lot of people use that because if you have like $20 and you have to buy bread and there's an option of taking a taxi to donate blood, which one will you choose? Obviously, by bread.
Yeah.
But if this side of...
and you're still eligible to donate, actually. Yeah. Yeah.
But if you can be picked up and also buy bread, it's a, I like to think of it as a win-win.
Yeah, and sides. You get dropped off at home.
At home, back home. As well.
Yeah. So you are working on, or you've been with the team, obviously, working on a great initiative, Red Saturday. We saw this plastered all over our social media platforms, and we're like, whoa, what is this about? So tell us about Red Saturday and what the idea was behind it.
Okay, Red Saturday is actually a Saturday clinic that went to private school.
Oh, is that so?
I'm joking.
All right.
I'm joking. Okay, so basically what happened, as we mentioned earlier, when the year started, we had a shortage of blood.
Yeah.
So to mitigate this, we came up with this beautiful initiative. We are trying to collect on Saturday the 12th, 200 units at least.
Mm.
So we can say we are
throughout
safe.
The country, right?
Yeah, throughout the country. Yeah. In different towns. So we actually trying to collect 200 units at different clinics. Basically, we'll be in Venduk.
And Charles Street.
And then Rehoboth Mall. Especially people from Rehoboth. It's a growing town when it comes to donation.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It's in the top 3 or 4, I think.
That's brilliant.
And most of the people work in Venduk. So... Mm-hmm. On a Saturday, they'll get
an
opportunity to donate blood as well. Sokop Mund will be at Platsamia Mall, and then Ongwediva at Marula Mall.
Marula Mall,
so
okay.
All this on Saturday, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So that is the 12th, right?
Yes.
The 12th of April, 2025. You need to make sure that you check out the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services social media platforms and also see where it is that you can donate. Most importantly, the times as well that you can actually go and donate. But also don't be discouraged that if you can't make it on Saturday, obviously, that it doesn't mean that you can never donate ever again because, you know, things happen, life happens. But just make sure that you actually understand the fact that you are someone's type and you actually need to donate and save at least 3 people's lives. Personally, and I've said this so many times before, I can't donate. Unfortunately, when I was young, I think I was around about 10, 11. I can't remember. It was like 40 years ago. Just literally. But yeah, I was diagnosed with hepatitis B. Unfortunately, it's going to be in my blood forever.
Yeah.
So I can't donate. But I implore you that is in a better state in terms of like just your health and so forth, just to really think about your neighbor and donate as much as you can and support that is the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services. Tommy, any final words from you?
Final words. I just want to run through the blood donation criteria for those that don't know
what is
required. To donate blood?
To donate, yes.
First of all, you must be in good health. You yourself, before you can take care of someone, you must first be
healthy. Yes.
Because bearing in mind the blood that you are giving, it's being given to somebody who's already sick in the hospital in most cases. So the safety of the donor and your safety is also a priority to us.
Yeah.
And then you must have eaten a meal at least within the last 4 hours prior to your donation.
Okay.
And weigh more than 50 kilograms and be over the age of 16. So if you are 16 or 17 and you've never donated blood before, there's a form, we call it a parental consent form, where your parents give permission
for you
they
to
just
donate.
Sign.
Yeah.
Other than that, yeah, you must lead a sexually safe lifestyle and be willing to help. So it goes back to the altruistic nature of donating blood.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's voluntary, non-remunerated. So it's you giving the only gift you can give to the next person.
Yeah. Tommy, thank you so much for your time. We are so happy that you came here safely, despite everything that happened on the road this morning. But yeah, man, just be sure to donate as much as you can. Support that is the Namibia Blood Transfusion Services by visiting their social media platforms, their website. All the information is there. Tommy mentioned a little bit earlier on that also every Monday, you know, for the rest of the week, they do share where you can actually donate or where the mobile clinics will be at, right? So this is, it could be someone that's close to you. It could be a stranger, but the point is you can be someone's type or you are someone's type and you can save 3 lives. So yeah, we'll share more information on this if you're more interested in this on the web or WhatsApp line on 083-001-029. But Tommy, thank you so much and send all our love to the family and NSK and I are more than open to you randomly dropping off those cookies for us. Thank you so much.
No, it's a pleasure having me. Thank you so much. And I hope to see all of you on Saturday.
You may only go to other pharmacies when you're...
Oh, I'm feeling flat.